Hi, welcome to Boil Down Brevard, BDB, your source for the lovely take on the news around Brevard County. I'm Jessica Saggio, and I am in the studio today with Rob Landers.
Hey! Oh, it's a good day to be on the air again. I needed this today.
What a day to be alive. Oh. So, you know, we got some good stuff coming up. And, you know, what are you up to this weekend, Rob?
What am I up to this weekend? Oh, you know, because we have the Top Scholars Breakfast where we bring all of the top scholars from all the high schools into the building, because we have that tomorrow morning, I'm actually missing my appointment with my trainer. So she has said, oh, it's okay. We'll just go to the beach on Saturday morning and train there. And I'm like,
oh, man.
Yay. That sounds fun.
That's going to be hard. Running in the sand is the worst.
I hate running in the sand.
Oh,
but that's
gosh.
That's why I have two pair of running shoes, because there is my running, and then there's my sand running.
Oh, so, well, good for you for running, period. That's more than I'm doing, so yay for Rob. I, on the other hand, will be sitting on the couch tonight watching the NFL draft, because that's what we do. My husband's even taking off work to watch the NFL draft. He works at night.
Taking off work. I thought you said taking up pork, and I was like, what?
Well, maybe we'll take up pork, too. I don't know. Pork chops are delicious, but...
They are delicious.
So the draft is on tonight.
Get some chicharrón. Some chicharrón, a little crunch going on, put a little adobo on it.
A little crunch.
So, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of fried fatback.
Fried fatback. That's such a hard word.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Boiled Down Brevard. If you haven't already done so, please click subscribe or follow in the iTunes or Google Play stores, or in the Stitcher Radio app. You can click follow there, and on our host site, Podomatic, so that you never miss an episode. And also, if you like what we're doing, please go into iTunes and give us that 5-star rating. It helps really intelligent people like yourself find us easier.
Don't you love how Rob complimented you so you'd write something nice?
Well, obviously they're smart.
They're listening to us.
Right, you know.
Brilliant people out there.
Also, if you want more of Jessica and I through the week, you can follow both of us on Twitter and Instagram. Look for Jessica at Jessica J. Saggio. That's at JessicaJSaggio. I've got a little pattern going with that. And you can follow me at by Rob Landers. That's at BYROBLANDERS.
All right.
All right, so here we go. So we didn't necessarily put anyone on restriction or take away video games and cell phone privileges, but last week, Florida Today put a check mark on the permanent record of many of our elected officials. In the first ever Indian River Lagoon scorecard, the news agency, which in full disclosure employs both Jessica and myself, gave a grading smackdown to our state legislators and to several of our county commissioners. Now, why did we do this? Well, because the lagoon's in really, really bad shape and it smells funky. And fish are like, bruh, I can't breathe. Now, politicians can say whatever they want about what they have and have not done for the lagoon, but as Jessica said, or mentioned rather, in her daily BDB column this week, Florida Today took this to Maury Povich level with the ultimate lie detector test, tracing decisions actually made. The results are in, and we'll let you know how they did after this commercial break, except we let you know last Sunday. So the result, many of our elected officials failed. Yes, it's an estuary system. Yes, things happen in cycles. No, the March fish kill was not the first, but it was the worst, and the problems with the lagoon aren't going away. Will it fix itself? Maybe. But I don't see how it can fix itself when we keep contributing to the problem.
Righto. And you know, it's like our executive editor, Bob Gabori, said, this is something you kind of have to point fingers at so that we can actually get something done. Okay, so we came out with the grades. A lot of them were bad. I would say a vast majority of them were not.
There were a lot of F's.
A lot of F's. There's three B's and one C.
All of the state legislators that were on our scorecard, except for Thad Altman, received an F, and right. Thad received a C.
Right.
And that is based on decisions that they have made in making policy that affects the lagoon. And Debbie Mayfield, who is one of our state legislators, said, you know, I'm really embarrassed that I have an F, and I'm not happy about the fact that I got an F. But I deserve the F. I mean, because the decisions that have been made, I mean, you know, you think, okay, this is going to have this good impact here, but it has a negative impact on the lagoon. You know, Bill Mick, the WMMB radio host, was in talking to Matt, and he was like, oh, this is all cyclical. It's the environment. I was in the lagoon this weekend on a jet ski, and my eyes weren't watering or anything. And it was like, that's great. that's great that you were in a pocket of the lagoon that is fine and maybe the water was a little bit clear, but guess what? The water is brown.
Right.
It's gross. It smells like poop. Yes, I know it always smells. I've lived here for 20 years. I know what river right is. Especially right. If you've ever been around the Pineta in August. It reeks.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not going away. It's not fixing itself because we keep contributing to the problem.
Right, right. And so this is just a way for us to say, hey, everybody, let's get better. I mean, really, that's the point. You know, it's not about politics. It's not about who was right or wrong at this point. It's about let's get better and move forward and do
something
well.
We can all sit and just, you know, look knowingly out at the lagoon going, oh, you know, we really need to fix this.
Yeah.
But it's time for the people that we're voting into office to really ratchet it up and take care of the problem.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Yep. Let's get her done.
Right.
So anyways, now that we're coming off of that little high,
okay.
Whew, deep breath.
Sorry. Oh, let me climb off the soapbox. Okay.
So while Rob is climbing off of that soapbox, I would like to climb onto my own about my dearly beloved Bob Evans, which one of our locations in Brevard County has closed, and I'm so upset because I love Bob Evans. I am from Ohio. Do not give me that look. Don't even give me that look. Rob, I want you to hear something. So my phone, all right, this is how much I like Bob Evans. Hey, what's my name?
You're Jessica. But since we're friends, I get to call you Mrs. Bob Evans.
Are you serious right now?
I'm so serious right now. Okay.
Mrs. Bob Evans?
Mrs. Bob Evans, because I love it that much. I could marry it. So, okay, hear me out. Okay.
Okay, what do you eat there that you find appealing?
Everything. It's just like, it's comfort food. And you can get banana bread with like any meal you order, which is amazing. Okay, soups,
I think
salads,
I've eaten at a Bob Evans once.
Fish, noodle, the chicken noodle dumpling things, and breakfast is on point every time. It's just delicious. It makes me feel at home. And it's closed in West Melbourne now. And I'm really sad about it, okay? The West Melbourne location, which is on Palm Bay Road, closed its doors permanently this week, and the day of told all of its employees, hey, sorry guys, you're out of a job, which really sucks.
Bye.
But so yeah, I'm really sad about that. But out with the Bob and in with the Wawa, right? Because West Melbourne is getting their Wawa. 2 weeks earlier than they thought, so yay, we're getting the one right here on Pineta Causeway, May 19th, and the Wawa in...
On 192 West, is on 192 in front of Lowe's is May 26th.
May 26th, absolutely.
Yep.
So
literally a week apart. It's like the mucky mucks from Wawa will come in, probably vacation for a week on the beach, or maybe go visit some of the Orlando stores, and then be back here for the grand opening of the West Melbourne store. Won't that be nice?
Yes, absolutely.
I cannot wait because I am tired of having to drive to Orlando to get my Wawa diet tea that is so good.
See, you know, everybody talks about like, hey, what's the big deal with Wawa? And I know that we have talked about that many times at Ford today. And it's not one of those things that's easy to explain because on the outside it looks like a gas station, right? And it is a gas station.
It is. It's like the Target of convenience stores.
Yeah.
You can go in and you can order like, you know, a cheesesteak hoagie or a meatball sub or quesadillas. I mean, and it's like 24 hours. You can go in like, you know, you're out, you're having a good time. Everything else in town is closed because, you know, everything shuts down at 9 o'clock. You can still go get a decent bite to eat.
At Wawa. And the drink selection's great. It's a perfect place to stop on your way to the beach. You want to grab a sub or how do they call it, a
hoagie.
Not
to mention, like, you're on your way back from the beach and you're crossing over Pineta Causeway and it's hot because, you know, it's hot. And in August, you got the river ride and it's just bah and it's humid. You stop at Wawa, you walk into the beer cooler and it's like... That's what's so great about Wawa in Orlando is you have, you know, that miserable hot skin heat coming off of you from a day at the theme parks, and you stop at Wawa and walk in the beer cooler, and it's just like...
Heaven. Yes, heaven. So I'm sad about Bob Evans, but you know what, West Melbourne, you're getting a Wawa, so be happy. You'll like it. I mean, all the naysayers, just try it out one time.
You're getting a Wawa, and you'll like it.
And you will like it. You'll like it. They're almost always clean. They're changing the culture of gas stations, truthfully.
Well, right, because that's why Cumberland Farms has upped their game on 192 as well with the new locations and the nice fancy schmancy, you know,
Yeah, exactly.
Lobby reception area with the froyo and everything else. So,
and Wawa knows that, so they're just going to get better too.
Right.
So
exactly.
So yay for that. Sad for Bob Evans.
So.
But speaking of other big names, thinking about coming here.
Coco's mom has got it going on.
My
okay,
God.
So maybe not Coco's mom, but that's a little shout out to my buddy Adam Schlesinger, who actually wrote Stacy's mom. But anyway, big things are coming, or could be coming, to the central Brevard City. That would be Coco. Two companies are looking to roll into town. Now, before I get too far into the story, can I just say that I laughed out loud when I read Jessica's BDB Daily column and saw that she referred to county government reporter Dave Berman as the Berm.
The Berm. That's his new name. I told him I'm renaming him.
Okay, so
he's hip and cool.
When we were on the copy desk, when I was on the copy desk, we used to refer to him as the Berminator.
Oh, really? Yeah. I like that too.
Yeah. He'll be back.
He'll be back.
So anyway, but back to those two companies that are kind of eyeballing Coco. The larger is Walmart. Now, before you roll your eyes, thinking to yourself, oh, great, another one. Stop. Okay, here's the deal. Walmart is looking to open a massive refrigerated distribution center at a site near the southeast corner of I-95 and State Road 524. Walmart would make a $96.2 million capital investment to build a 460,000 square foot building. Now, if you know Walmarts, think about the Walmart Supercenter on Merritt Island. Because 460,000 square feet, that's like 2.5 times the size of the location on Merritt Island. Okay, so they want to build the building. They want to create about 239 jobs by the end of 2020. And on average, those jobs would pay about $42,500 a year. Mm. But there's a catch, because it's known for bargain shopping. Walmart wants $4.61 million in tax breaks over a 10-year period. Now, the other company that's coming or is wanting to come to Coco is Cross Brand Manufacturing. They make health and beauty supplies. And that company wants to create 70 jobs by the end of 2018 with an average salary of about $45,000 a year.
Yeah. So the same thing. And those people were involved with Ocean Potion.
They were involved with Ocean Potion, which was another Coco-based company that was was recently acquired by, I don't remember.
Yeah, so that could explain their eyes on Coco, because they obviously have some roots there, but you know, I have some more good news. Yeah. So, you know, those really annoying test strips, and I have talked about this so many times.
Twice. She's talked about it twice.
Okay. All right. So I've talked about it twice, and now I'm going to talk about it a third time, okay? Because now they're gone.
Third time's a charm, so they're gone. Can't talk about it again.
They're gone. I'm done with the conversation, but they're gone. They're on the northbound, far right lane.
No, they were.
They were. Between Rockledge and Coco, and I would always get stuck in that right lane because there's always a semi in the left lane, and then I'm driving down, I'm stuck on these stupid test strips, and they don't make a song. If they just made a song, if you ran over them and they did like We Will Rock You, anything. I'll take any song, but they don't. There's no rhyme or reason.
A music box. Ping, 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 ping.
I would be totally fine. If they did that, then I would be sad that they were taking them out, but they don't. They don't do anything. They're just annoying. So they're gone. The Florida Department of Transportation said, fine, we'll get them out of there. They had to wait till it got hot enough to remove them because apparently heat has something to do with how easy it is to get them off the road.
It warms up the glue.
Yeah. Logistics, science, whatever. So they're gone, and that's all I care about. They're gone. So thank you, Florida Department of Transportation. Appreciate it.
Good job. What's going on with SpaceX?
SpaceX is killing it right now. Okay.
Killing it.
Okay. They might be a little overzealous, too, forewarning. So SpaceX says that they may be able to launch their Mars missions by 2018. Okay, 2018 is like a year and a half away. So we're talking about like real life here.
What kind of Mars missions?
They would do an unmanned Dragon capsule to Mars. Well, they have to make sure they can get it there. And they have this super-powered rocket called the Falcon Heavy that they're going to release pretty soon. And that is supposed to be strong enough to ship that sucker all the way to Mars. We'll see. Reporter James Dean, who covers space for us, is a little bit
skeptical.
He's a little bit skeptical about it.
So here's what I can tell you from years of working in this building and talking with, you know, our former space reporter Todd Halverson and James Dean and John Kelly, who used to lead our space team here. It's really hard to get something to Mars.
Yeah, it takes 8 months.
It's not even time. It's time, and then it's all of the math involved in the deorbit burns and actually landing something on Mars. Like, you know, when they landed the crawler the last time with that really funky sky crane thing and all of this, when it worked, they were like, whoa!
Yeah.
Like they couldn't believe it actually worked, because it's really difficult to get something to land on Mars and actually have it work. The Russians have tried multiple times. They had a really hard time doing it. We've lost multiple probes going to the Red Planet, and it's just really hard.
Yeah, and expensive.
It is expensive.
It's super expensive. So, you know, there isn't exactly a plan announced for how it's going to be paid for. But either way, I'm rooting for SpaceX. I hope they do it.
And you know that he's planning on building a Tesla plant on Mars, right?
Yeah, and I'll be moving there in the next 10 years. I don't want to be a hater, because I'm actually a big fan of SpaceX.
I am too. Elon Musk has done some amazing things, and I like SpaceX. You know, the cameo on the Thanksgiving episode of Big Bang didn't hurt, you know, his cred either, or his cameo in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, so in other news with SpaceX, they actually made a pretty big step for themselves this week as well, which was they landed their first national security contract. So it's no longer just the United Space Alliance in cahoots with the government. SpaceX got a deal with the Air Force. Okay, so it's for a Falcon 9 rocket to deliver a global positioning system satellite to orbit from Cape Canaveral in May 2018.
Oh, good. Because if it was 2016, it would be like that.
That'd be like the quickest contract in history.
I know. It's like, wow, they whipped that satellite together.
And we know the government doesn't. Yeah. The government does not move that fast, I can assure you. So
no, but SpaceX does.
Yeah. So good for you, SpaceX. You keep doing you. We hope you get to Mars, and congrats on the contract.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, so finally we've got like a little snip.
Yeah, so this just happened today.
Yeah. Snip.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. It happened last night.
Yeah. The port has officially terminated its deal with Sooner Investment Group, Inc., to which Sooner basically said, fine by me.
Yeah, they wanted out. So Port Canaveral commissioner said, fine, you're out. Good job. Get out of here.
Like, bye.
Nice try.
Bye.
Nice try. Bye, Felicia.
Bye. Pack up your toys. Bye.
Yeah, so the thing here is that the Port Commission isn't looking for a replacement for this developer, because they're going, whoa, let's look at our plan. Let's see if we even want to do this. It's kind of ambitious.
Well, the Port CEO, John Murray, he's relatively new to the job, and he's just kind of been surveying the land. And he's just like, all right, let's hold up. This is going to be a really hard project to accomplish what we want to do. Basically, they want to bring in Mall of Millennia kind of stores that don't exist anywhere else in Brevard County into the Cove area. And he's just like, he's not in any rush.
Yeah.
He wants to do it right, and I applaud that.
Right.
I mean, why would you give up this prime real estate for yet another strip mall with the same anchors that you're going to find at pretty much any strip mall in any city in Brevard County? I mean,
right, it's got to be special. They're trying to make it a destination port. Right now, it's not. So, you know, you guys take your time. I don't think anybody's rushing them. And we're all rooting for Port Canaveral to be awesome.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of rooting happening in this studio today. We're rooting for everyone today.
Raise the roof, root. Yeah. So, okay, that's going to do it for our shenanigans today on Boil Down Brevard. Remember, all of the stories you just heard Jessica and I talking about can be found inside the pages of Florida Today on floridatoday.com and on the Florida Today mobile and tablet apps. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Jessica J. Saggio and at By Rob Landers, and look for Jessica's daily Boil Down Brevard updates on floridatoday.com. Oh, for the love of God, please follow Jessica on Snapchat at jujuju. That's J-U-H-J-U-H-J-U-H.
Please, it's fun. I'm more fun on Snapchat.
She really does make fun of a lot of things we do here in the building.
All right.
Okay, so that's going to do it for us this week. Until next week, which I think I will be flying solo because Jessica will be flying to the West Coast. Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
That was so abrupt.
Get the pen out of your mouth. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right.